February 6th, a thankful heart, giving thanks always for all things unto God and the Father in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Ephesians 5:20. It would please the Lord if you would make an effort to forget yourself. Begin to thank the Lord for your home and your pleasant surroundings and the many temporal blessings He gives you. By returning thanks to the Lord for His goodness, you can do something for the one who has done everything for you. Contemplate the depths of the compassion that the Savior felt for you. For you He gave His life, suffering the cruel death of the cross. Can you not praise the Lord for this? If you will hide your life in Christ, He will receive you. If you will show that you have a working faith, by trying every day to exercise your willpower, your faculties will gain strength. I know this by experience. I remember in my own case how my faculties recovered their pliability as I tried to exercise them. Will you try to move about and be cheerful in spirit? Put your trust in Jesus. Have faith in Him and be pliant in His hands. You will receive great blessing by making a change in your habits. For 11 months after going to Australia, I suffered from inflammatory rheumatism. I was unable to lift my feet from the floor without suffering great pain. During those 11 months of suffering, I would not give up. My right arm from the elbow down was whole so that I could use the pen, and I wrote 2,500 pages of letter paper for publication. During this period, I had the most terrible suffering of my life. But to all this, there is a cheerful side. My Savior seemed to be close beside me. I felt His sacred presence in my heart, and I was so thankful. Those months of suffering were the happiest months of my life because of the companionship of my Savior. His love filled my heart all through my sickness. His love, His tender compassion, was my comfort. Look unto Jesus, your pitying, loving Savior. If you cast your helpless soul on Christ, He will bring joy and peace to your soul. He will be your crown of rejoicing, your exceeding great reward. Letter 34, February 6, 1907, to the wife of a conference administrator in Australia.